Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about the events of Surrey. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
And how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very disappointed in you.
What have I done now?
You haven't got your Easter bonnet on.
Oh, patience. It's a couple of weeks yet.
All right.
You've got a couple of weeks. I'll come bearing Easter eggs or something.
I'm looking out for a fascinator. That's what I'm looking out for. But I know you've got some fascinating stuff for us.
Well, we're doing all of Easter this week. The reason being was, you may recall a few weeks ago when we were talking about Mother's Day, and I said about the Way and Arrow and Canal Trust Mother's Day cruises. They were fully booked with a couple of weeks to go, and they're doing Easter ones, which I'll tell you about in a minute. So what I'm saying is, if I'm mentioning it now and it needs to be booked, take my word for it. Go book it, or you'll be disappointed.
You know what you're talking about.
I do. So, a useful reminder, Easter this year, Good Friday is the 19th of April, Easter Monday, obviously 22nd of April. School Easter holidays as of now, I'm afraid, guys. Which means it'd be easier to get into work next week.
Indeed.
So, starting with the big boys, obviously we all know National Trust do Easter so easily, and they do it with Cadbury, so I can live with that. At Polesden Lacey, they have a theme going that the animals of Polesden are spring cleaning, and what a load of rubbish they've created, and they've set you a puzzle, and you have to discover the wild and wacky ways they've reinvented their rubbish in the Fun Family Trail. Solve all the clues, and you win a chocolate prize. So that should get the kids going, and they're doing that from the 6th, so 6th right through to the 22nd of April, 10 till 3 every day. So if you've got the children to entertain, it's just £3 extra on top of your entry fee, and you can go and do that trail. So you have to guess which animal's been using buttercups to get ready for a tea party, which animal has been creating a dung nursery, and who created the rather unusual hat stand, and what can't be recycled. Solve the clues, win a chocolate prize. That should keep them busy for
half an hour, yes.
No, about an hour, I reckon. About an hour. Obviously, just down the road from here, Brooklyn's Museum never disappoints at all when it comes to the school holidays. They do school holidays so well. Right from the 8th through to the 18th, daily between 10 and 5. Their usual admission applies as well. So on weekdays, during Easter school holidays, they've got their popular car rides operating from 11 until 1 and then 2 till 4. You can take a trip in a vintage style car up Test Hill or along the members banking on the old racetrack, courtesy of Brooklyn's wonderful volunteer car ride team. And there's going to be Easter trails. Now, you need to get onto their website, because they've got lots of different things happening on different days. So, for example, they've got some workshops which are running on weekdays, 11 till 12 and then 1 till 3. But it's different things. So the 8th to the 12th of April, you'll be designing your own Concord livery. And from the 15th to the 18th of April, making a nose cone. They've got a science show on the 9th, 11th, 15th and 17th. That's at 11:30 and 2:30. So you can have fun exploring how different forces work in real life with a fun and interactive family show. There's limited spaces for that, so it's first come, first served. So if you want to go one of those days, get in the queue early. All sorts of other activities, like Bertie Bear's going to be there. They're larger-than-life mascot. He'll be rolling around meeting the fans. London Bus Museum will run double-decker bus rides throughout the holiday as well, subject to the weather, obviously. And there's going to be fun museum tours as well, guided tours around the motoring exhibits. And then the aviation exhibits, they each last 45 minutes. Every day they've got their 4D theatre, Concord Experience, F1 Simulator, Trails for Kids, Cafe, Shop, Soft Play and Discovery. So definitely well worth. They're also doing a 4D theatre bank holiday special offer on Monday the 22nd of April. Kids ride free from the 19th to 22nd of April. Excuse me. So that sounds really good. And there's always so much. They've even got, some days they've got those little pedal car planes, you know, do have a look. Watts Gallery in Compton, there's plenty to do there because you've got three sites effectively. There's the gallery site, then over the road you've got Limner's Least with the studio, which is really beautiful to see, and down the road you've got the chapel, so you could, and there's a lovely cafe, so you can do a morning there quite easily. From the 9th to the 22nd, 10 till 4, they're doing a drop-in session to make metallic moon prints using gel printing plates and a range of tools which they're going to provide. There's Moonscape Mission Collector Trail from the Visitor Centre or the studio, recommended for ages 5+. Go on a journey to the moon with this family fun trail. There's a mechanical moon model, discover early photographs of the moon and meet moon goddesses all in the landscape. They're doing on Tuesday the 9th to the Sunday the 14th, night sky tea light holders, which you can make in the pottery studio. That's for ages 8 till 12. So plenty to keep the kids. Have a look at the website because there's loads more detail than I've just talked about. Here's a good one for the little girls. Did you know we had unicorns in Surrey?
I didn't know that.
Actually, I lie. It's not Surrey. It's Aldershot.
Just over the border. Just in Hampshire, yeah.
Just in Hampshire. There's an Easter extravaganza with unicorns, and this is in Pound Farm Lane, Ash Green, Aldershot. Open on the 14th of April, 11 to 1, and then in the afternoon, 2 till 3:30. And then again on the 21st of April, and the 22nd. So they're going to be open the 14th and then the Easter Monday, Sunday and Monday. Look on their website, which is mylittleunicorn.co.uk. And the team's going to be there having lots of fun this Easter with their Woodland Wonderland, pretty unicorns to ride and groom, which are basically, don't tell the kids, but they're little white Shetlands.
Oh, really?
Oh, not dressed up. Not they're really. So cute. Beyond cute, these little darlings. So it's really real animals you get to see. More goodies than you could imagine. And, of course, egg-sighting Easter egg hunt.
You had to say it.
I know. Search for the eggs, but also for the unicorns and the bunnies, carrots too. So that's great fun. There's not a little girl around who doesn't love a unicorn. Now, the Easter holidays present an opportunity to go to a venue, to a place in Godalming outdoors that isn't open very often. They tend to only open their doors on special occasions, and this is Busbridge Lakes Waterbirds and Gardens. Now, it's in Hambledon Road, Busbridge in Godalming. Busbridgelakes.co.uk is their website. They're going to be open from the 14th to the 22nd, daily, 10:30 till 5:30. They only take cash. They're not all wired for sound with your credit card payments, I'm afraid. Adults admission is £10. Children aged 3 to 13 is £5. Senior admission is £8, but please take cash. They don't have any payment facilities. And it is the home of one of the largest collections of water birds in the country. 30 acres of heritage gardens and parkland, many specimen trees, three lakes, follies and caves, all lending to a peaceful day out in the countryside with nature. It is absolutely stunning. Now, usually part of it is used as a wedding venue. So you might have been there for a wedding, but it's not generally open to the public until they do these special things for Easter holidays and things like that. So well worth going to see. It is. That's definitely a take your camera job. Totally.
Sounds stunning.
In Guildford, we're going to have to keep our eye out because the White Rabbit, Alice's White Rabbit, is coming to Easter, doing an Easter trail in Guildford. Now, this is in conjunction with our Business Improvement District, the wonderful team at Experience Guildford, taking place from the 15th to the 18th of April. And you do need to be on social media to enjoy this. So it's happening between 11 and 2 each day. And what you need to do is you're really following the White Rabbit around Guildford Town for a chance to uncover an Experience Guildford goodie bag, which has got loads of lovely stuff in it. So every day on Facebook and Twitter, Experience Guildford are going to be releasing some clues. You have to unravel the clue, go and find out where he is, take a picture and post it back on their social media. And you'll be able to claim one of the 8 Easter goodie bags, which are full of fab stuff. So give that a go if you're in town. Dapdune Wharf. Now, Dapdune's a National Trust property, so obviously their eggs are Cadbury's, but it's only small, so they're open just one day on the 19th, or they've got activities on the 19th, they're open every day. This is in Wharf Road, Guildford. It's round behind the cricket ground. So on the 19th, between 11 and 5, admission just £3, they have got an Easter Family Fun Day and Cadbury's Egg Hunt. It's a day of family fun with Easter-themed races for the children, mums and dads, craft activities and, of course, a Cadbury Easter Egg Hunt. What's not to love? There's chocolate. Now, if you want to go slightly upmarket, can I suggest an Easter-themed family afternoon tea at Payne's Hill.
Oh, that sounds
now
good.
That sounds lovely. And do you know what? You can have extra cakes because you can then go and walk around and walk them off.
Or try to walk them
guilt-free
off.
Afternoon tea. Right. What's not to love? So go on to painshill.co.uk. You will need to book. The spaces are limited. This will get booked up. So on the 19th, the park is open between 10 and 6, but the afternoon tea is served 12 o'clock. To 5:30. It's also open on the 22nd. Similar thing. Open all day, but the afternoon tea is 12 noon until 5:30. If you're a non-member, then adult price is £16. Children under 12 are £8.50. Might make it worth your while inquiring about membership, because then you'd get a discount if you're going to go there regularly. And this Easter, the team at Payne's Hill give their delicious afternoon tea a creative twist, combining it with a fun craft activity. You'll be given everything you need to create your very own Easter basket and to decorate edible eggs. The challenge will be to get all your eggs in one basket before eating them. Fantastic family fun and afternoon tea includes finger sandwiches, mini scones, jam cream, mini cakes, dessert, tea, coffee or fruit juice. Children must be supervised by an adult at all times. Maximum 4 children per adult. Sounds like fun to me. Now, this is the one I mentioned earlier. If you fancy doing this, book now. Way and Arran Canal on the 19th and the 22nd, between 11 and 2:45. They've got about 3 sailings each day, I believe. Admission is £10, and this is where you get on the boat, and it goes up the river, and at some stop halfway down, the Easter Bunny gets on the barge, and lots of quizzes and games and stuff. And there's a chocolate gift and a drink included for each child, and hot cross buns for the adults. Now, I've said before, £10 this is. I've been on one of these. It's all run by volunteers. The value is amazing. So you're going to get tea, coffee, hot cross bun. Your kid's going to get a drink and a chocolate gift and a boat ride for £10.
Very good.
Brilliant. And it's all going to a good cause as well, because the money goes to help maintain the river and the canal. Now, finally, I'm doing a really nice one. This just sounds lovely. On Good Friday, over in Nutfield, Priory Farm Estate, the wonderful Salt Box, are doing breakfast in the woods. So you join them in the woods for a fantastic breakfast on Good Friday, cooked over an open fire in the great outdoors. And you can kickstart your Easter with this two-course feast. You book by going to their website, which is wearethesaltbox.co.uk. It's 10 till 12 on the day, and your menu is toasted tea cake with orange labneh and rhubarb jam, Jersey Royal wild garlic and ham hock hash with fried eggs and green sweet chilli. How lovely. For the little ones, toasted tea cake with blackberry jam, pinwheel sausages in a brioche bun. It's £22.50 for adults, £15 for children. As with all their supper clubs, you'll be seated with fellow diners on sharing tables. But don't worry, they'll make sure you're all pals, and you might even leave with some new ones. To encourage conviviality, a number of the dishes are designed for sharing and will be put in the centre of your tables. They have a limited capability to cater for dietary requirements without advance warning, so you will need to let them know if you have any special dietary requirements. It's a rustic woodland setting, and therefore you need to wear suitable clothing and wrap up warm, because it's a bit chilly first thing in the morning and you're under the canopy as well. And sensible shoes, absolutely no stilettos. That's why I'm not going. And it's quite an adventure. It's a little bit uphill getting there, but absolute fun that you go uphill into the woods. There you find a table set out, cook your breakfast there on an open fire, and you have breakfast in the woods.
Wow.
How fun does that sound?
What a great, something different, isn't it?
It's totally different. And brilliant. Their food is incredible. Their cooking is incredible. And they've piled up with so many local producers. You know that those ingredients, apart from really obvious things that, you know, don't grow here, you know, various spices and stuff, all of that is locally produced.
Great stuff.
And it's wonderful. Well, love the Salt Box.
Diana, you've come up with some great ideas for Easter. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And if people want to find out more,
they can find out all about all of these on visitguildford.com, or if you're in Guildford Town, come in and see us opposite Sainsbury's, next door to NatWest, and the team will be happy to help you.
Great. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, Diana.
See you next week, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.